It is 8:36 on the Mighty 990 AM, 107.9 FM. We're streaming all the time at Mighty990.com. Dr. Sherry Hopper, I'm going to eat lunch from Raw Girls today in honor of Ben's birthday.
Have fun with that.
I've already picked out
something. It's an honor. It's an honor to me that you would even eat it. I mean, when Sherry ate the Raw Girls, and for those people just joining, Raw Girls is not what you're thinking right now. It is a juice bar in the 901. Sherry tried it about 2 weeks ago, and I gave her something easy. And easy means it's not like some grass. It was, I think, quinoa.
Quinoa.
So we'll ease into it. Again, pregame with a Lenny sub before you get there because it won't tie you over for 2 minutes. But it's fun. It's cute.
Sherry, I may call you. We may tailgate over at Jason's Deli. How about that? Yeah. Yeah. So on his way in today, he's going to be guest host for Todd Stern's national show. But he's going to provide some political analysis from last night while he's on the road. It's not Willie Nelson. It's Steve Gill. Steve, hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning. If it sounds like I'm in a car wash, it's because it's pouring down rain in Jackson. But starting to lighten up as I look towards Memphis.
Well, we had flooding here last night. It was a big blue wave.
Absolutely. And to paraphrase Casey at the Bat, there is no joy in Memphis. Mighty Amy and Worth Morgan have struck out.
Yeah. And around a 56-58% win percentage for the county mayor and for the district attorney's race for the Democrats last night. It was not pretty. And we had actually one candidate come on, a primary candidate from back in May, Brandon Toney, come on and call for the resignation of the entire Shelby County GOP because of all the problems that no headway could be made and even lost a critical position here for the next 8 years in that district attorney's race.
Well, and the Memphis Election Commission made Maricopa County in Arizona look efficient.
Oh, I know. I think, we have new abacuses here, or abacai, and I guess the hand counting went okay. There are a couple of paper cuts, but at least they finally got it done.
You know, and the low voter turnout, we talked about this a little bit last night on the election night coverage. The low voter turnout was statewide, but I would not only chastise the Shelby County Republican Party leadership, but I would look to the state Republican Party leadership because they were not doing anything across the state to bump up Republican Party turnout. I would also say that Governor Lee shares some blame. You know, this is a guy who's running for re-election. He's essentially unopposed. And yet could have waged a campaign, could have showed some effort that might have helped mobilize Republican votes, particularly in the suburbs around Memphis and across the state. And low voter turnout was an epidemic in Tennessee because there wasn't a Senate race, there wasn't a governor's race. You didn't have the state party pushing voter turnout. And we saw the same thing. I was talking with Brendan Jackson this morning. They lost 4 county commission seats in Jackson to the Democrats. Because, again, the local party nor the state party did anything to mobilize and energize Republican voters.
And that's the sad thing is that Bill Lee could have built even more goodwill equity by getting out and fighting for down the ballot. But instead, he was actually in Memphis yesterday, but he was filming some sort of a puff piece to prop himself up as some sort of, you know, great conservative hero governor in the eyes of the National Governors Association. He didn't do a dang thing for Shelby County while he was here.
Well, then you compare it to what Glenn Youngkin, now Governor Youngkin in Virginia, did during his campaign for governor. He was helping to fund down ballot state house, state delegate races in Virginia. He was helping to kind of create that bottom up grassroots effort that obviously yielded impact and benefit for him, but also helped carry votes to give him a legislature easier to work with. The governor may feel like, oh, well, I've got a supermajority of Republicans in the state house, the state Senate. I don't need to help them. But it has an impact on those county commission races, on those school board races, and the governor being AWOL and apparently starting to think of himself as a national political figure was certainly not helpful to those in Tennessee. I understand he's planning to go to the Iowa State Fair, again trying to up his profile, I guess, as a national leader. I think he's got problems at home, and if he had a serious opponent, he might see some challenge. One indication of that, the Senate Majority Leader in Tennessee, Senator Johnson from Jack Johnson from Williamson County, number two in the Senate behind Lieutenant Governor McNally, barely won his reelection bid despite vastly outspending his opponent, a guy named Gary Humble. He won by less than 1,000 votes. That ought to be a wake-up call to the establishment Republicans who think they could just sit back and not pay attention to the fact that Tennessee is not just red, it's conservative red.
Yeah, and Gary Humble, and we've had him on several times here. He's the executive director of Tennessee Stands. He's a good friend of the program, losing only by about 3.5 points last night to a 16-year incumbent, and that is a terrific point. But one thing that we can see as a shining light of hope in Tennessee is we saw that we saw David Kustoff win easily in his primary, and then I don't want to say that you are right so emphatically that you can't get your head through the door when you get here to do Todd's show, but you called it right on the head last night about the Republican primary in District 5 and Andy Ogles. That was a big night.
Well, and I'm going to also point out, go back and run the tapes, make Ben pull the tapes. I said that the winning number would be 37% to 38%, and it was 37.5%.
I know.
I'll give you winning lottery numbers later in the show.
Yeah, and also any future horse races, if you could help me do a trifecta in the third race at Oaklawn, that would be very helpful. But that's actually a pretty good sign because the Andy Ogles' track record is very solid, and that would be a great conservative voice in Middle Tennessee.
Oh, I think he's going to be one of the real rising stars, not just in Tennessee, but also in the new Congress when it comes. Now, again, he's got to win in November, but this is now a plus 12 or so Republican district. So, again, assuming there's no major catastrophe, which I don't expect, he'll be the congressman from the 5th District, the first time Nashville has had a Republican congressman since Reconstruction. The interesting thing is when you look at the numbers, you had the establishment. You had Beth Harwell, a rhino supported by Haslam and Haslam money, get beat badly. She spent over $1 million, mainly attacking Ogles. Kurt Winstead had Larry Ellison-supported Democrat, liberal, anti-Trumper, million-dollar PAC pouring in on Andy Ogles, Morgan Ortega's pack that was going to help her, that instead turned on Andy. Winstead ended up getting, I think, about 22% of the vote. So Andy ended up winning by about 12 points in a race that people thought was too close to call. Part of it was his grassroots effort, his relationship with Americans for Prosperity. They knocked on about 30,000 doors.
Wow.
Did two good mail pieces. That grassroots effort was a big factor. And then, again, you beat back the establishment. You had Kurt Winstead, who had donated to, voted for Democrats. That got him off at the knees. And then Beth Harwell, who was the ultimate establishment candidate, got her hat handed to her.
So what you're telling me is you probably won't have Robbie Starbuck on the national show today.
You'll love the fact that Robbie's people are literally tweeting, "How can you declare a winner when you haven't counted Robbie's write-in vote?" They're as delusional and mental as he is.
Oh, goodness. Well, we're not delusional here. We saw the blue wave coming in Shelby County. It is not pretty, and now we're going to have to face the consequences of that. Folks, I highly encourage you to tune in today at 11 o'clock. Guest host Steve Gill, you know him and you love him from his frequent appearances on Wake Up Memphis. Well, he's taking the reins of the national show today between 11 and 2. Couldn't be in better hands. Steve, be safe getting into town. Looking forward to seeing you here in the building here in just a little while.
I look forward to meeting the crew live and in person. And great job, by the way, last night. The chaos at the Election Commission and the chaos at the polls, you guys were covering it, and I suspect we're doing better coverage than anybody in Memphis.
I would think so, and very proud of this group here. And, it is local radio done right. Steve, thank you so much, brother. We will see you very, very soon in this very studio, guest hosting for Todd Starnes. Coming up, we got plenty more on Wake Up Memphis. We're going to do a wrap on election coverage. That's coming up next on Wake Up Memphis. It is 8:46.